The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going from the left side. Trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good. And Janacek will also be fouled.
Tonight it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Loomis Wolves. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
The girls wrap up their regular season tonight with sub-districts beginning next week. The boys' game will be a rematch of last week's Fort Kearney Conference semifinal, in which Loomis won their way to a tournament title. It's the Wolves and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Pleasanton High School. It's time for Friday Night Basketball, our final girls and boys doubleheader of the season. I cannot believe it. Where does the time go? It seems we say it every year, but it holds true this year. Maybe it's because we had such nice weather for most of the winter. It has just blown right by. We are in Pleasanton for what has always been a pretty good rivalry in the Fort Kearney Conference between the Bulldogs and the Loomis Wolves, especially on the boys' side. It seems like on the girls' side, one team has been a little bit superior than the other, and that's the case in here this year where Loomis is the state-rated team and Pleasanton has struggled just 2 wins on the season. But the boys' game will be coming up. They played just a week ago in the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament with Loomis pulling away in the fourth quarter for the win, and then Loomis went on to win the championship. On the girls' side, Loomis is still reeling a little bit from being upset in the FKC quarterfinals by Creek, and they came back strong on Tuesday night and defeated Eustis Farnham, who was the number two team in the seeding, and so it was supposed to be Eustis Farnham and and Loomis in the FKC finals last week at the Viero Events Center Monday night, I guess you would say, but it ended up being Amherst and Overton, the 3-4, with Overton coming out on top. So Loomis still with a pretty good chance, if they can play the style of basketball that has gotten them to 12-4, to be in that district final, have a chance to get to Lincoln into the state tournament. Whereas Pleasanton, it's the final game of the regular season here at home, and they're looking to put on a good showing here for their seniors, and only two of them in Kelly Bauer and Courtney Dowell. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've already got basketball action going on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where the Kearney girls are trailing Lincoln Southwest 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. And you can hear Kearney Lincoln Southwest basketball on ESPN Radio tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the visiting Loomis Lady Wolves, number 12 is a 5'6" senior, Paige Rademacher. Number 14 is a 5'7" junior, Tori Maskey. Number 22 is a 5'3" senior in Sydney Bartruff. Number 32 is a 5'9" junior, Paige Thorell. And number 44, 6-foot senior, Olivia Rodenbaugh. Head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves is Jim Rayburn, assisted by Mike Mefford and Cole Carraher. Loomis is 12-4 on the season and ranked 8th this week in Class D2. For the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 10 is a 5'3" senior, Kelly Bauer. Number 12 is a 5'2" senior, Courtney Dowell. Number 22, 5'4" sophomore, Mallory Pates. Number 24, 5'2" sophomore, Mickey Ahrens. And number 42, 5'5" freshman, Taylor Nichols. As you can tell, Pleasanton, not a very tall basketball team. They're coached by Brenda Pates, assisted by Kaylee Randall and Dustin Hamley. Just 2-15 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. They will introduce their seniors here tonight. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to get things going, and Loomis will have the basketball to start start things off. They waste no time getting it into Rodenbaugh, and Olivia will lay it up and in. And Loomis is on the board here with a 2-0 lead. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday night. As the ball will be tipped and stolen away, Pleasanton gives it up. It's a 2-on-1 the other way. Trying to wrap the pass around as Sidney Bartruff gets knocked out of there. He's going to roll all the way out to midcourt. And Loomis just barely saves it. But good job by Maskey to walk the tightrope and avoid the over and back. And now Loomis will get into the half-court offense. On the right side with it will be Rademacher. Kicks it up, talk to Maskey. Swings it over to the left side to Cindy Bartruff. Rotating it around the perimeter. Wide open, driving in and going to the glass, but missing the short jumper is Rademacher. Offensive rebound is put back up and in by Paige Thorell. So Thorell is there in the right place at the right time after the nice drive that time by Rademacher and couldn't finish. Pleasanton will bring the ball out front. Looks like Loomis will go to a 2-3 zone. Trying the shot. It's going to be knocked away. The ball is loose, and Loomis again will come up with it. Trying to get that quick shot was Mickey Ahrens, and might have got a little contact on the arm, and the ball popped out. Up top with it will be Bartruff. Swings it left side, trying to get it down to the low post. We've got a shot up and in, but it'll wave Thorell's bucket off and call a foul before that on the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be on number 42, Taylor Nichols. First foul of the basketball game. Inbounds pass quickly to Loomis. Shot is no good. Rebound to Paige Thorell. It's knocked around and picked up by the Wolves, but out of bounds. And get it over to Pleasanton. So Loomis up 4-0 here in the first 90 seconds of the basketball game. And Pleasanton will bring it into the front court, or at least try to. Trying to stay out of that trap is Kelly Bauer. She'll swing around and get it to Dowell, and Dowell will get it into the front court. They've got a 3-on-2. It'll be Pates bringing it in and drawing the foul. Blocking foul will be called on Paige Thorell. That'll be her first. And at the line to shoot two will be Mallory Pates. So Pleasanton a chance to get on the board here from the free throw line. As Pates puts the first free throw on the way, it's dancing around, won't go. Again, tonight's action here on Classic Hits, also on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com. Either one, you can pick it up on the World Wide Web. Second free throw is up, and it won't go. Missed them both. The rebound comes down to Thorell, who committed the foul. She's already got three boards, and up the floor they want to run. Into the right-hand corner, Rademacher. Kick it back out for a three-pointer. This one's going to be off the mark. No good. Had it over the back. Foul going to be called on Loomis as Courtney Dowell got the rebound. Foul will go on the Wolves, Tori Maskey. And now it looks like they want to slap some full-court pressure on. They didn't do that after the made buckets, and it's deflected, and this is what's killed Pleasanton all season long, trying to get the ball into the front court. Ball is loose. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Pleasanton. The Bulldogs were not able to get more than about 6 feet up the floor before that ball had been knocked away. So Pleasanton will throw it in underneath their own hoop again. Mallory Pates, pass knocked out of bounds. Tori Maskey on that. So the Bulldogs will try one more time with Pates. Looking, looking. Now throws over the top of that pressure and gets it into the hands of Taylor Nick. Sprints up the right side, got tripped up, and is going to be called for the travel. So the third turnover here in the early going for Pleasanton. You just didn't know sometimes that even if your record doesn't say a lot of good things about how the season has went in Pleasanton at 2-15, obviously a struggle, but sometimes that last home game gets you a little extra adrenaline, and so far, Pleasanton hasn't been able to find that. As Thorell's got it on the low post here for the Wolves, forces the shot. It's no good. She'll get her own rebound. It goes off of a foot and out of bounds. And it is off the foot of a Pleasanton Bulldog. So we're just underway here on Classic Hits and KKPR, FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web. As the inbounds pass gets to Thorell. Trying to deny that entry pass was Mallory Pates. Knocked it away, but they got it back. Now Rademacher, wide open, drive to the right side. For some reason, passed up the short shot and gave it to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh was a little surprised, but once she did grab the basketball, she put it up and in, and it is 6-0. As Pleasanton will throw over the top of the pressure here, but then Courtney Dowell didn't do anything with it. She waits for her teammates, gives it off to Bauer. Bauer's running 14-footer is no good, and the rebound is brought down underneath by the Wolves. Looks like Maskey with the outlet pass to the other end. We've got a charging foul called on Loomis. Taking the charge was Dowell, and the foul will be on Sidney Bartruff, who thought she was going to be able to take that coast-to-coast. Into the ball game now, Mariah Zwiener for Pleasanton, our first substitution of the game. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Loomis has jumped out to a 6-0. Nothing lead. A lot going on tonight. Big, full night of basketball. basketball. District wrestling's underway. Storm hockey. And unfortunately, Loomis is just really putting it to Pleasanton here for the Lady Bulldogs. They are not handling the pressure and called for a double dribble. Tomorrow we will see district wrestling over at Elm Creek, where these schools are at, in Pleasanton at least. That will be at 2 o'clock here on Classic Hits, and we will have all that for you from Elm Creek, plus our wrestling rally on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, talking to the state qualifying wrestlers and area coaches, previewing the state meet. Foul called here on the Pleasanton Bulldogs. It'll go on Courtney Dowell. They'll call it on the shot and give free throws here to Paige Thorell. First one is up and no good. Paige, a little interesting free throw shooting technique. Soon as they give her the ball, she just catches it and shoots it like she's getting a pass. She doesn't dribble it. If it comes off the mark, if she doesn't catch it squarely, it doesn't matter. She just catches it and throws it up there. She made the second one, and it's 7-0 Loomis on top. Pleasanton against the pressure will push it across the timeline right side with Bauer. Bounce pass through the lane to Pates. Good pass. The shot is up and in. Nice play there by the Lady Bulldogs as they break the press and get on the board by Pates off the good bounce pass from Bauer. 7-2 Loomis. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Working around this 2-3 zone. Looking inside for either Thorell or Rodenbaugh. And there's enough space in there that they can get it in the paint. We've got a jump ball. The arrow will remain Loomis's. But they're playing their guards up around the post. The post players are right underneath the basket, so they're trying to keep Rodenbaugh from that 3-4-5-footer, and so she's coming out mid-lane and taking the pass. Loomis ball underneath the hoop. They'll throw it into Rodenbaugh in the right-hand corner. Try to go right back inside to Maskey, and it's going to be knocked away by Alyssa Stubbs, who just checked into the game. That'll be Loomis's first turnover. Into the front court with it will be Mickey Aarons. High post to Zwiener. Kicks it back out to Bauer. Bauer from 18. It's off the heel. No good. Long rebound is fought for. Players on the floor. And who are they going to call the foul on? This could be on either team, but I guess it's going to go on. Yeah, they're going to call it on Pleasanton. Pleasanton thought it was their ball. But it's going to be called on. And now the official changing his mind and calling it on number 32, Alyssa Stubbs. So that'll be her first of the team's third. And there's some confusion about who this is on. Now they put it on Dowell, but I think it was on Stubbs. Nonetheless, they're going to say that it is on Loomis, and the shot is up, no good. At the other end, fast break. Sydney Bartruff gets it underneath. The layup is up and in by Maskey. So a little confusing exchange there, but when it's all said and done, Loomis gets the basketball. And it is 9-2. So up the floor come the Bulldogs here. Looking to get a jump shot. Their only bucket was breaking the press and getting a layup. Stubbs right wing. Get it into Zwiener. Backs in on Rodenbaugh. A little left-hand jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Paige Rademacher. Rademacher gets it into the front court after just checking in. That last foul was on her. Shot down low. No good by Thorell. Rebound is stripped away from Stubbs. And then she's going to be called for the foul. So that'll be the first foul of the game on Alyssa Stubbs. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. 3:33 to go in the first quarter of play, and Loomis has jumped out to a 9-2 lead on senior night here at Pleasanton. We'll be right back.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton. As always, I want to thank Ricky Westland and the entire crew here at Pleasanton for their hospitality. And ready to get back to play here. Loomis will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Checking in is going to be Janessa Bergman. Goes to the baseline. The shot is on the way. No good by April Collin. Great rebound falling down. Paige Thorell throws it back into play and saves it here for the Wolves. So bringing it around the right side, April Collin kicks it back out top to Rademacher. Here's a three-pointer on the way for the Wolves. It's off the mark that time, and the rebound brought down by Alyssa Stubbs off the miss by Bergman. Loomis will clear out, set back in their 2-3 zone. Courtney Dowell brings it to the right side, kicks it into the corner. And Nichols is going to get fouled a little too aggressive there with the defense is Paige Thorell. That'll be her second foul and the fifth team foul on Loomis here in the first quarter. 9-2, Loomis on top. Checking in Brooke Thorell now for the Wolves. So they've got almost a whole new five outside of Rodenbaugh on the floor. Inbounds pass comes to Nichols. Nichols' 10-footer is going to be off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound here for Stubbs. Kicks it out to Zwiener. Her shot no good. Rebound brought down to the backside by Loomis. And April Connell wants to run the floor. And as she takes it all the way to the hoop, she'll draw the foul. And April will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Nichols. That'll be her second and the team's fourth. Bulldogs getting ready to make mass substitutions as well. As the free throw by Collin is on the way, and it is good. Makes it 10-2, Loomis. They have got Rademacher, Collin, Bergman, Rodenbaugh, and Brooke Thorell on the floor. For the Bulldogs, looks like they're going to get back close to their original starting five with Kristen Toll still out there. Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound put back up by Brooke Thorell. Missed it, and then Rodenbaugh's there for the offensive putback. 6 points now for Rodenbaugh. And it's 12-2. Loomis out to a quick start here. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Pleasanton breaks the press. And coming through and blocking the shot out of bounds is Rodenbaugh. She hustled to the other end and got there in time to block Toll's shot out of bounds. Maskey re-enters for Loomis. Also coming back in for Loomis, Courtney Palmer will enter for the first time. It will be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Stack everybody to the right side of the lane and break from there. Get it to Kelly Maher in the right-hand corner. Gets it to Dowell and going for the steal. A foul called on Palmer. And so Loomis got to be a little careful. That's already 6 fouls on them, 4 on Pleasanton. We would get into a free-throw shooting contest in the second quarter if this keeps up. Bulldogs wouldn't mind that they could get to the line, although they're not a great free-throw shooting team. A lot better chance to get back into the ballgame. High post here. They'll go to Toll. Swings it right side. Three-pointer. Dowell up and in and is fouled. Courtney Dowell hits the three-point bucket and draws the foul. And so a chance for the rare four-point play. April Collin is called for the foul. And that's got to be one of the things that Coach Jim Rayburn is going to be concerned with, is the fouls. But the free throw is no good. Rebound is tipped out. It's still loose. And finally, Brooke Thorell able to grab it already. Over 10 rebounds in the quarter here for Loomis as the pass is knocked out of bounds by Mickey Ahrens. But if Loomis wants to make the run that they think they're capable of and getting into the postseason, maybe getting to state, they can't be committing this many fouls 6 minutes into a game. Loomis basketball. They'll lob it down low. Thorell. Thorell's jumper is no good. Rebound. Well, it was grabbed by Mickey Ahrens as she was falling down, so they call her for a travel. It'll just stay with Loomis. She just never did have control, tripped over somebody's foot. Loomis ball, they'll throw it out top. There's nobody there by Ahrens. Ahrens trying to get all the way to the other end in that sea of green jerseys. She'll pull up and hit it. Mickey Ahrens with a nice layup and steal to put a 12-7 basketball game. At the other end, they try to answer. Collin shot no good. Rebound Maskey. She just throws it towards the rim and will get the foul call. The foul will be called on Courtney Dowell, her second. We've had 12 fouls called in 6 minutes in this game. At the line to shoot two will be Tori Maskey. And the first free throw is up, and it is in. Coming back in, Rodenbaugh and Rademacher. And for Pleasanton, Stubbs. And also in there, Mallory Pates returns. At halftime, the Lincoln Southwest girls lead Kearney 24-15. 24-15, Kearney. Maskey hits the second one, makes it 14-7. And at the other end, a running jumper is no good by Kristen Tolles, and on the rebound by Rodenbaugh, we have got another foul called. And that will go on Kristen Tolles, 14-7 in favor of Loomis. But again, you can hear the Kearney-Lincoln Southwest games on ESPN 1460, 1550, 24-15 Southwest girls leading Kearney at the half. Loomis basketball on the left wing. Rademacher to the high post. Jumper on the way by Collin. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Maskey. Good job there to get herself set. She'll put it up and in. So So Tori Maskey now with 6 points in the quarter. And it's 16-7 in favor of the Wolves. Wiener will re-enter here as the ball is kicked out of bounds with a minute 27 to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Pleasanton breaks the press, dribbles around it, Mallory Pates takes it all the way in past Rodenbaugh. Too strong, offensive rebound, Sweener, and Mariah will put it up and in. So now Pleasanton has found a little something here, and they're playing even with Loomis after falling behind 9-2. Collin with it, brings it over to the left side to Rademacher against the zone. Lob it into Rodenbaugh, and she walked with the basketball. The pass was off the mark, and Rodenbaugh had to go get it. And took an extra step. Now back into the ball game is Sydney Bartruff. So this first quarter has taken forever to play with all the fouls, a few turnovers, not that many. I'll just say we've seen a lot more, and then a lot of substitutions. Again, they break the press, but the shot that time no good by Stubbs. She follows through, tries to save it, but it ends up in the hands of Sydney Bartruff. Bartruff avoids Bauer in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline to Collin. 45 seconds to go. Skip pass over to Rademacher. Back up top, they'll go to Bartruff. Back to Collin. Her three-pointer is on the way. No good. Rebound deflected to Mickey Ahrens. And Ahrens will push the ball up the floor. Ahrens gives it off on the right side. Stubbs back to Sweener from the free throw line. Her jumper is no good. Long rebound, and Rodenbaugh gets shoved into the stands here. And they will give the ball to Loomis, saying that it was off Pleasanton before anybody touched it. 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 16-9, Loomis Lady Wolves, 12-4. Looking for win number 13, final regular season game for both squads. Loomis on the perimeter here with 15 seconds. Give it off to Rademacher. Back up top, here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by Bartruff. Rebound to Collin. Collin to the free throw line. There's Bartruff again. This time it is up and it is in. 3 seconds to go in the quarter, and Pleasanton won't get a shot away. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Loomis 18, Pleasanton 9. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
We're ready to start the second quarter here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic, 8 games from the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. We'll have them all for you, the first 5, starting at 9 a.m. We'll be on ESPN Radio. The last 3 will be here on Classic Hits 98.9, beginning at 5:45. Pleasanton gets the ball to start the second quarter, but it's taken away, and Loomis will head it into the front court, drive the baseline, get the little runner off the glass, up and in by Paige Thorell. Nice move by Paige. She's got 5 points, 20-9. Loomis in the first quarter. Turnovers, Pleasanton 5, Loomis 3. 6 rebounds, Pleasanton 17 rebounds for Loomis in the first quarter. High post, Zwiener quickly swings it out to the right side to Stubbs. Back to the high post. Here is going to be Pates from 10 feet. No good. Rebound can't be grabbed by Loomis. Goes off their leg and out of bounds. Olivia Rodenbaugh and Tori Maskey each have 6 for Loomis here in the ball game. They're 4 of 6 at the free throw line. 0 of 3 for Pleasanton. 3-point shooting. I've got Pleasanton 1 for 1. 0 of 3 for Loomis. Zwiener takes the inbound at the top of the key. Hands it off to Pates. Swings it over to Ahrens. For the 3, it is in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed there by Loomis's Paige Thorell. She's already got 6 boards here in the basketball game. Bartruff into the front court. Rademacher right side, brings it to the baseline, pulls up from 7 and hits it. Paige Rademacher with her first bucket. and it's 22-9. Loomis gets the first two field goals here of quarter number two, and Loomis will force a Pleasanton travel. So when they put that pressure on, there's been some problems. Pleasanton found a way to get it turned around there, and now it looks like a little different press. So Coach Brenda Pate says, let's talk it over and do some things different. Timeout on the floor, 6:51 to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-9, Loomis on Classic Kids.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Well, Pleasanton has used the 32nd timeout, and then on the inbound, a collision, and a foul has been called. And both teams are in the bonus. The foul is called on Mickey Ahrens. That's her first. Seven fouls on each team, so as we said, there was 13 of them called there in that first quarter. 1-1 at the line, Sydney Bartruff. She'll put it up and in. Third point for Sydney. And back into the ball game, Courtney Dowell. Kelly Bauer is going to check out. Second free throw now for Bartruff on the way, and that's right through there. So Bartruff hits them both, makes it 24-9. Loomis has scored six in a row, and the inbounds pass is behind Nichols. Knocked away. Bartruff comes away with the steal. She'll give it over on the left side. Baskey, who's open but did not take the shot, tries to get it on the low post to Rademacher and throws it away. So, Loomis, you can tell there's some girls that just aren't going to shoot the ball from the outside and some that aren't afraid of it at all. As Nichols takes the inbounds pass and is called for a travel. They're calling it very tight here in this first half. And Loomis will throw it in at midcourt. Quickly get it into the corner on that long inbound pass to Maskey. Back up top, they'll go to Bartruff. Back over to Maskey. Tries to dump it inside. Gets it in there to Thorell, puts the jumper up and in. Page has found a way, even in traffic with the double team on her, to get it over those arms and get it in. Inbounds pass tipped and taken away again. And then a big foul called on Pleasanton as they just hammer Bartruff. And this foul will go on Mallory Pates, her first. Two shots coming up here for Sydney Bartruff, who was just at the line and sank two. First one is on the way, and it's dancing around off the glass, no good. Second free throw now coming up for Bartruff. It's up, it's in. So Sydney hits one of two this time. She's got 5 points, 27-9. As the ball comes into Ahrens, her pass is tipped and stolen away. Loomis's press is getting stronger. Ahrens trying to get it back, can't. Looks like a greased pig out there. The ball is actually still loose. And finally, Ahrens gets it on the dead sprint the other way. Stops, lets Rodenbaugh fly by and scores. I don't know how Mickey Ahrens saw Olivia Rodenbaugh. She might have heard the six-footer running down the floor, but she stopped, let her fly by because Rodenbaugh was getting ready for another poster dunk. Here's Rademacher driving the baseline, put it up too strong. Maskey to backside, rebound, and she'll be fouled. Still, a great hustle by Mickey Ahrens. It was like 30 continuous seconds, it seemed like, all over trying to find the ball. It looked like Loomis had got it. Then they dribbled it off their foot, and she chased it down. Foul here is on Taylor Nichols, her third, and the free throw is up and in by Maskey. Entering the game, Bauer and Tolles for the Bulldogs and Collin for Loomis. Second free throw for Maskey is up, and that one is not going to go too strong. Mariah Zwiener with the Pleasanton rebound. Hands it off to Courtney Dowell. Dowell, long outlet pass into the front court to Pates. Pates will wait for the traffic to clear and get the half-court offense going. To Bauer, swings it over for a three-pointer. Dowell, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Rodenbaugh, her third. Olivia hands it off to Janessa Bergman, who's in. Down to the right-hand corner, they'll go to Collin. Nobody guards her, so she'll shoot the three. It's a little short. Rebound goes out of bounds. Nobody can grab it, and they'll give the ball to Pleasanton. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats of this game, preview the boys' game, which is always a good one between Loomis and Pleasanton. update you on the Kearney High score at Lincoln Southwest, and a lot more, so stay with us. With still 5:16 to go here in the first half of play, 28-11, Loomis. They started the first quarter 9-2. They started the second quarter 10-2. Sweeter throws over the top to Bauer. Bauer up on the right side, little contact. She gets across the 10 line, gives it to Ahrens. Mickey has the ball knocked out of her hands, grabs it back, and now foul called. So free throws coming up. Loomis trying to be so aggressive at stealing the basketball, and this one will be on Sydney Bartruff, her second. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Mickey Ahrens. Her first free throw of the game is up and rolling around and in. That's the first free throw made by Pleasanton tonight in four attempts. 5 points now for Ahrens. And a second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Ahrens gets them both. That'll make it 28-13. Loomis on top by 15 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Up the floor with it is Sydney Bartruff. To the top of the circle, draws the double team on the 2-3 zone. Over to Collin, back up top. Right side, open there is Bergman. Starts to drive and is cut off. And a whistle for a walk. Fifth turnover for Loomis in the game. And that will allow them to put on pressure. And to throw it, it'll be Alyssa Stubbs. This has been the Achilles heel most of the season, including tonight for the Bulldogs, as the outlet pass to Bauer is tipped out of bounds near half court. So Pleasanton will throw it in from there. Again, don't forget district wrestling going on tonight. B, C, and D finishes tomorrow, all of Class A tomorrow. Off the inbound, nice drive by Pates. She puts it to the rack. It's no good. The ball slapped out of bounds, last touched by Pleasanton. Tomorrow, Kearney High and Grand Island hosting Class A districts. Kearney Catholic is hosting the C4, the D3, of course, over at Elm Creek. A lot of the Class C schools are at Centennial, at least the ones that aren't at Kearney Catholic. Down low, they get it underneath to Brooke Thorell. Brooke on the low block. Turnaround jumper is up, and it is in. 30-13, Loomis, midway through the second quarter of play. Off the press, they'll throw over the top of it to Mickey Ahrens. Up the floor to Stubbs. Stubbs, pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound brought down by Tori Maskey, her fifth. Getting almost every board on the Loomis Wolves. Up the floor, they'll go to Collin. Collin, nice move to the baseline. Good bounce pass underneath to Thorell. She got tripped up, missed the shot, and the rebound is grabbed by Kristen Tolles. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. It'll be a full length. They'll have two remaining. 3:49 to go in the first half of play. And it is 30-13. Loomis leading here at Pleasanton. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. Pleasanton basketball trailing 30-13 here at home. And for Loomis, it's been their defense, and they've hit quite a few free throws already. They've got 8 points from the free throw line as the jumper is up, and it is in for the Bulldogs to make it 30-15 off the inbounds pass. Inside, they'll go Thorell at the other end. Brooke turnaround jumper, no good, but she is fouled. And this foul will be on Mariah Zweener, her first. And Brooke Thorell will go to the line and shoot two. And the free throw is up and too strong. And here comes a whole slew of Loomis subs, most of it their starters back in, Rademacher, Rodenbaugh, Paige Thorell. Now the second free throw coming up for Brooke Thorell. Brooke a bucket earlier in the quarter. Puts this free throw up, and it's good. So now she'll check out of the game, and Courtney Palmer will come in. 31-15, Loomis with the lead by 16. And to get it in, they'll break the press to Kelly Bauer. Bauer up the floor, tries to get it to Dowell. Dowell falls, trying to save it, and it goes out of bounds. That's the seventh turnover of the quarter. And both of the game, and I'm not sure there's been a dead ball that we haven't had a substitution here in this first half of play. A little unusual. We haven't been playing at a breakneck pace, but there haven't been the same five on the floor for a minute for either team, it seems like, since the first 3 minutes of the game when the first sub came in. Loomis basketball, get it on the right wing. Jumper by Paige Thorell won't go. Rodenbaugh grabs it in traffic and kicks it out to Palmer. Tries to get it back to Olivia. Swings it right side. Rademacher, nice dump off to the baseline. The short jumper, Bergman, will not go. The ball's punched around. Courtney Palmer has it. Again, that's what hurts the Bulldogs. Outside of Zwiener, there's hardly any height in there. Rodenbaugh drives in. Might have got fouled by Zwiener. And Pleasanton comes away with the basketball. Kelly Bauer into the front court. Gives it off to Stubbs. And a travel call. Pleasanton hasn't got a chance to even take a shot here in some time. And Loomis will throw it in. With it is Courtney Palmer. Janessa Bergman into the front court. Gives it off to Paige Rademacher. Rademacher over to Palmer outside the arc. Everybody high here with two players on the high post. Now they'll try and get down low with Thorell. Fire it into her. Turnaround jumper off the glass and in. Paige Thorell. Picture perfect. She's got nine of the ball game. That's the way you do it. Power post, and then it's stolen away again, and the short layup is missed. Loomis has missed some buddies in the ball game. Rebound brought down by Mickey Aarons, and another foul. And we'll trot to the other end and shoot a one and one. The foul is going to be called on Paige Rademacher, her second. Here comes Mallory Pates. And Kristen Tolles in. And at the line, Aaron, she's 2 of 2 at the line, has 6 points to lead the Dogs, puts it up and in. So Mickey will get another one. Still a long way to go for Pleasanton, but they will have a lot of youth returning next year. They have losing just 2 seniors, and there's only 2 juniors. Second free throw up and in for Aaron. She's got 6 points here in the quarter and 8 in the game. And that'll make it 33-17. And at the other end, Loomis trying to throw over the top of the pressure, throws it out of bounds. So Pleasanton will get the ball back. Loomis doesn't know who they're going to play in the sub-district yet because they are the number one seed. They'll play at Kearney Catholic. For Pleasanton, they will play Bertrand. And the winner of that takes on Loomis. So there's a chance these teams could play twice in a short amount of time. We'll look at those sub-districts at halftime. On the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Bulldogs throw over the pressure here to Tolles. Tolles turns and the ball slips out of her hands. And that's the way things have been going here in the second quarter for Pleasanton. 33-17. Loomis with the lead. Up the floor, right side with the dribble is going to be Bergman. Gives it off to Palmer. Sorry about that. Rebound brought down by Pleasanton. They drop it out of bounds and give it right back over to Loomis. Here's Zwiener in for Pleasanton, and Loomis brings in 5 faces. Some we've seen, some we haven't. There's Tara Maskey in, and Riley Hahn in. Tori Maskey's in. April Collin is in. And also right back in is Sydney Barchoff, who dumps it inside to Hahn. Knocked out of her hands. They'll inbound it again. Minute 34 to go here, second quarter. Loomis 33 and Pleasanton 17. First part of our girl-boy doubleheader here in the Fort Kearney Conference on this Friday night on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Loomis inbound. They get it up top to Collins. Swings it right side to Maskey. That's Tara. They're both in there, Tara and Tori. Here's a long three on the way that's banked in by Sydney Bartruff. The first three of the game for Loomis, and that'll extend the lead to 19, 36-17. Fast break the other way. Dowell takes it in, takes it right at Riley Hahn. The shot is no good, and Tori Maskey will grab a rebound. She's got 6. Up the floor, they'll go to April Collin. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Ball back up between the circles to Sidney Bartra, up to Collin. Collin drives the baseline, ran right into Pates. But as Pates tried to grab the ball away or at least force the tie-up, they call her for the foul. The foul on Mallory Pates will be her second. Double bonus time for Loomis. And shooting two will be April Collin. She's one of two at the line, her only point of the basketball game. And the free throw is on the way. It is no good. Back in for the Bulldogs will be Kristen Tolles, and in for Loomis will be Elise Stoffer. And the second free throw now by Collin is up, and it will not go. Offensive rebound, though, was pulled down and put back up and in by Riley Hahn. So Hahn gets her first action of the ball game, 38-17. Loomis going on another mini run here. Three-pointer down for the Bulldogs. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Tara Maskey. Down to 35 seconds to go, and as they bring the ball up the floor, we've got another foul call trying to set the screen here. And it's going to go on Mickey Ahrens. Two free throws coming up for Elise Stoffer, who just checked in. So right now, Coach Rayburn has had a chance to get everybody in the ball game here in the first half. As the free throw is up and off the front of the rim by Stoffer. Loomis has a few seniors, but again, not a ton. Of course, losing Katie Morton early in the year in the Amherst game really hurt this ball club. I mean, they're good, but she was one of the best, if not the best player on the team. Stoffer's second free throw is up. It won't go. Long rebound. She gets it herself. Elise follows it, gets it into Hahn. Her shot blocked by Zwiener. Mariah grabs it away, and here comes Pleasanton. Courtney Dowell pushes it up the right side. High post she goes to Tolles. Kick it back out. Zwiener for three. It is no good. Rebound fought for. Ends up in the hands of the Loomis Wolves. And Hahn will give it off to Collin with 10 seconds. Down to 7 seconds to go. Trying to just get a shot away. Stoffer fires up the 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound to Zwiener, and that'll be the end of the first half of play. At the halftime, it's Loomis 38 and Pleasanton 17. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball here on Classic Hits. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Well, welcome back to Pleasanton High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year as the winter sports season begins to wind down. District wrestling in the final week for girls basketball, the sub-districts next week. Then the boys sub-districts the following week. We got state wrestling next week. Then we got boys districts and into the state tournament. So there's still a lot of season left, but not a lot of regular season for the smaller schools, the C&D schools, across the state. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Loomis 38 and Pleasanton 17. In Lincoln, the Kearney High girls, after falling down by 3 and then 9 at the half, have kept it at 9. It is Lincoln Southwest 36 and Kearney 27 as they begin the fourth quarter on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Again, tomorrow, here on Classic Hits, it's the D3 District Wrestling Finals. We'll get underway at approximately 2 o'clock tomorrow. Might be a little earlier, might be a little later, but be sure to join us for that. And on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, 17, 18 schools on hand for that D3 District. Amherst, of course, the number one team in the state or number two, depending on which poll you look at. They're the team odds-on favorite. They'll win it, but we'll see who gets there to the state wrestling meet. And then that'll be followed by Heartland Hoops Classic Basketball. The first, it's an eight-gamer tomorrow in Grand Island, starting at 9 a.m. with Overton taking on Giltner. And the first five games will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Then after the wrestling, we'll switch over here to Classic Hits 98.9 for the three nighttime games. Gretna Minden at 5:45, Grand Island Senior High against Mike Gazelle in South Sioux City at 7:30. Then Heartland Lutheran and SEM will be playing at 9:15. As we said, the girls' sub-district basketball tournaments will begin next Monday, and let's run down those matchups for anybody that could be sort of in our listening area. Starting in C1, the sub-district 2 is at Seward, or Fairbury will play Wilbur Claytonia. Then on Tuesday, the winner of that plays Sandy Creek, and Fillmore Central will take on Milford. The C1-8 is at Northwest. They start on Tuesday with Central City playing Boone Central and St. Paul playing Grand Island Central Catholic. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, it'll be the C19 girls sub-district, and that is being played at Hastings College. Monday night at 7, Adams Central will play Gibbon. The winner will play Minden Tuesday at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and defending state champion St. Cecilia at 7:45, by far the toughest C1 sub-district in the state. Elsewhere, the C2 at Sandy Creek begins on Tuesday night. Blue Hill will play Sutton. Thayer Central will take on Superior. On Classic Hits 98.9, Tuesday night, we will have action. Monday, Wood River plays Donovan Trumbull, and the winner will play Centura. Tuesday, followed by Shelton and Ravenna. C211 is at Holdridge. Monday night, Elm Creek plays Alma. The winner will play North Platte St. Pat's Tuesday, and Southern Valley will play Southwest. In Class D1 at York, Harvard and McCool Junction play Monday. The winner gets Heartland, and Dashler will take on Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. The D19 is at Minden, where Monday night, Wilcox-Hildreth will play Franklin. The winner gets Kennesaw Tuesday, and Axtell and Amherst will play in the other semifinal. At McCook, Elwood and Cambridge will play Monday night at 7. The winner gets unbeaten Hitchcock County Tuesday, while Overton, the Fort Kearney tournament champions, will play Arapahoe Tuesday at 7:30 in McCook. The D111 is at Broken Bow. Monday, Loup City will play South Loup. The winner gets Sandhill Stedford. And Twin Loop will play Stapleton McPherson County. Now in D2, the sub-district 7 is at St. Cecilia. Monday, Red Cloud plays Heartland Lutheran. The winner gets Giltner on Tuesday, while Lawrence Nelson will play Silver Lake. And whoever comes out of that sub-district will play the winner of the sub-district where these two teams are playing. Monday at 7 at Kearney Catholic, Pleasanton will play Bertrand. The winner will get Loomis Tuesday at 6, while Litchfield will play Arcadia at 7:45. The D29 at Cozad Monday night. SEM plays Anselmo Myrna. The winner gets Brady on Tuesday with Eustace Farnham taking on Ansley in the other matchup. So there you go. Those are your complete sub-districts. If they have more than four teams, they start on Monday. The semifinals are on Tuesday. And then the sub-district championship games are on Thursday. We'll take a break, look at our first half stats, where it's 38-17, Loomis leading Pleasanton right after this.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at our first half numbers now. First off, for Pleasanton, Kelly Bauer has 2 points. Courtney Dowell has 3 points and 2 rebounds. Mallory Pates has 2 points. Mickey Ahrens is the leading scorer with 8 points and 2 rebounds here in the first half. Alyssa Stubbs has 3 rebounds. One rebound for Kristen Tolles and Mariah Zwiener. 2 points, three rebounds, and two blocked shots. Six rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting here for Pleasanton. They were 0 of 3 in the first quarter, but Mickey Aarons hit all four in the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, but 11 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Taylor Nichols has 3, 2 on Courtney Dow, Mallory Pates, and Mickey Aarons. 9 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second at the half. Pleasanton has 17 points, 11 rebounds, 4 of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 16 turnovers. For Loomis, Courtney Palmer has a rebound. Paige Rademacher, 2 points and a rebound. Tori Maskey, 7 points and six rebounds. Brooke Thorell, 3 points and two rebounds. Sydney Bartruff has picked up 8 points of the ball game and two rebounds. Tara Maskey has a rebound. Paige Thorell leads the team with 9 points and six rebounds. April Collin has a rebound and two blocks. Elise Stoffer has a rebound. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 6 points, four rebounds, and a block. And Riley Hahn picked up an offensive rebound and put back. So she's got 2 points and two rebounds. A lot of rebounds here in the basketball game for Loomis. 17 in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first quarter, 5 of 12 in the second quarter, 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Paige Rademacher, Sydney Bartruff, and Paige Thorell. 18 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, and at the half, the Wolves have 38 points, 28 rebounds, 9 of 18 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers, and Loomis leading Pleasanton at the half, 38-17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Fort Kearney Conference style. Again, thanks to the fine sponsors, Ricky Westland, the athletic director, and all the fine folks at Pleasanton, as always, for their hospitality. It'll be Loomis to get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading this one 38-17. Rodenbaugh will kick it to the right-hand corner, trying to get the shot away. It's going to be partially blocked, fall into the hands there of Paige Thorell. Her putback no good, and Mariah Zwiener will grab the loose ball. Outlet pass Bauer. She got back in time. Short jumper, though, won't go, and Rodenbaugh will grab her fifth rebound. So fast break Loomis. They throw it behind Paige Rademacher. She's able to save it before it goes out of bounds and plays a little catch with Bartruff. Now swings it into the corner for the jumper. That's going to be too strong by Maskey. The rebound brought down by Mallory Pates. She'll give it off to Bauer. Looks like the original five starters in there for both teams, except that Zwiener is starting here for Pleasanton, and Pleasanton turns it over. Aarons tries to get it back, but it'll be Loomis basketball. So Loomis has Paige Rademacher, Tori Maskey, Sydney Bartruff, Paige Thorell, Olivia Rodenbaugh. For the Bulldogs, they have got Mallory Pates, Kelly Bauer, Courtney Dowell, Mariah Zwiener at the backside. Loomis is going to get it underneath, and the layup is up and in for Maskey. Tori now with 9 of the basketball game. 40-17, long outlet pass picked off there by Paige Thorell. Thorell brings it up 3-on-2, jump pass underneath, knocked out of bounds by Aarons, but she deflected it off of Bartruff, and so it will be Pleasanton basketball, and slow to get up is Aarons, as when she knocked it away, she got knocked off her feet, and she tries to get settled up to go here. And it looks like they'll keep her in the game. And Pleasanton will bring the ball up. So here we go. Back into the Bulldogs' hands. Mallory Pate swings it right side. Bauer. Bauer, 10-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maskey. I think you can already tell that one of the things that coaches talked about here in the second half, a shot missed by Loomis, and Mallory Pate gets the rebound. Hustles the ball up the floor. Looks for the trailer down. And they'll work it around the perimeter here to Bauer. Kelly into the corner to Pates. Pates guarded there by Tori Maskey. Try to force it inside to Zwiener, but Rodenra comes around front, and Olivia knocks it away. So another steal here. And Pleasanton yet to move the scoreboard in the first minute 45 of quarter number three. 40-17, Loomis fires a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark that time by Sydney Bartruff. And coming out of there with it will be Courtney Dowell. Dowell waits for the traffic to move, and now dribbles it off her foot, and out of bounds it goes. And so Pleasanton, unfortunately, some unforced errors here. Dribbled off their foot, long pass, couldn't handle. And so that gives Loomis the ball right back. 40-17 Wolves, 2 minutes into the third quarter. And here's a jumper by Maskey in the right-hand corner. 15-footer, no good. Bartruff, oh, no, it's going to be Rodenbach. Got the rebound, and her putback won't go. So Mariah Zwiener will grab it for Pleasanton. And it's stolen away again. Picking it off this time, Rademacher gets it underneath, but Loomis keeps missing shots. They keep stealing it, but they keep missing shots. Courtney Dowell gets the rebound and is fouled by the Wolves. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Jim Rayburn. He knows he's got the game in hand, but he wants his kids to keep playing. So a timeout on the floor as Rademacher picks up her third foul. 5:37 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Loomis 40 and Pleasanton 17. We'll be right back.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on this Friday night of basketball at Pleasanton. And it'll be Bulldogs with a basketball after the Loomis turnover. And Mickey Aaron's across the timeline, stopped immediately, abruptly, and calling up the back that time is going to be Sydney Bartruff, and that'll be her third. Now, we had a ton of fouls called in the first half. The second half started okay here for the first 2.5 minutes, but now back-to-back fouls on Loomis. Zwiener to throw it in. Gets it to Aarons at the timeline. Mickey sees the extended 2-3 zone. Another steal. That is 6 Pleasanton turnovers in 2.5 minutes. Now coming to the other end, we've got a charging foul called on Sydney Bartruff. Bartruff running over the top, I believe, of either Bauer or Dowell. And she was taking it hard to the hoop and gets her fourth personal foul. And so it comes back over to Pleasanton. And Mickey Aarons will throw it in. Aarons, long pass. It's over the head of her teammate, Mallory Pate, stolen away. And another foul, and right now it's getting a little sloppy, or a lot sloppy. Not what these teams want. There's just no flow. It's steal, foul, kick out of bounds. Not the scoring that we saw in the first half. And this foul will go on Pleasanton's Mickey Aarons, her third. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good by Sydney Bartruff. Funny thing is, how has Bartruff just crashed in there again? Could have been called. I mean, she didn't charge, but had they seen it that way, it would have been it for her. Second free throw, no good. We get a jump ball between Aarons and Paige Thorell. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton, I believe, as they didn't switch the arrow, and now they do, so it should be Pleasanton basketball. With 5:17 to go. Again, the boys' game is coming up next. And that should be a good one. You've got 14-4 Loomis, 11-5 Pleasanton. Pleasanton played much better once they got all their kids back from the football injuries. But Loomis did clip them in the semifinals of the conference tournament last week and then went on and beat Overton in the conference championship. Here's Dowell trying to force the issue down the baseline. And after she bumped into the second Loomis Wolf, we get another foul call. And it's going to go on Rodenbaugh. That'll be the first on Olivia. But just like that, four fouls here in about 32 seconds on Loomis have been. So they got to move their feet a little bit better. With it is Bauer. Bauer into the corner. Dowell off the screen. Open three. Skips out. They've been close, but they're not following. And we get a crash of the boards and another jump ball between Paige Thorell and Mickey Ahrens. This time, the arrow points the way of Loomis. Trying to put a little pressure on Ahrens. Tried to sneak up from behind and get it away from April Collin, but good job by Paige Rademacher not to throw her the ball until things were clear. Now Paige has it at the top of the circle, swings it right side to Tori Maskey. Maskey one dribble back out to Rademacher, swing it left side to Collin. Open three is on the way. It's no good. Loomis just 1-7 from downtown, but they get the offensive rebound with Maskey. I've got her for 8. Underneath, they get it to Paige Thorell. Thorell will put it up and in, 43-17. Bulldogs, again, still looking for their first points. It's been a slow start every quarter. They end up with 9-8, but it takes them a while to get things going. And Loomis trying to get the steal. Good job by Paige Rademacher. Saves it before it goes out of bounds. And the turnover patrol continues here as Loomis stealing everything right now. Driving the baseline. The jumper, though, again, won't go from Maskey. And the rebound brought down by Mallory Pates, her third of this quarter. Pates dribbles through the double team. Has numbers, but Bulldogs don't do anything with it. Zwier swings it over to the left side to Dowell. I think the Bulldogs are getting a little tired. Here's a three-pointer Dowell that comes up short, and the rebound is ripped down by Loomis and Tori Maskey, her 10th of the game, fourth of the quarter. 43-17 Loomis. Collin puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Zwier. It's not like Loomis is tearing it up either. They only have 5 points in the quarter. 43. At the other end, we've got a block by Rodenbaugh, but right back to Mallory Pate. She'll grab it, 43-17. In the left-hand corner, Bauer drops it, needs some help, tries to the baseline, runs into Rodenbaugh, tries to kick it out to Dowell. Ripped out of there. The steal is made by April Collin. Pleasanton now with 25 turnovers in my book. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Loomis over to Rademacher. Down on the low block. Turnaround jumper. Rodenbaugh finally gets one to fall. And a timeout going to be called here by Loomis to get some players in the game. Rodenbaugh, that's her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got 8. 2:52 to go here in the third quarter. 45-17. Loomis, we'll be right back.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, Pleasanton basketball here, trailing 45-17 at home here on the final night of the season. Long pass to break the press is deflected and then stolen away by Rodenbaugh. Up ahead she goes to Thorell. Thorell's jumper no good. Rodenbaugh going to be called over the back here on the offensive rebound attempt, and that'll be the second on Olivia. As Coach Jim Rayburn trying to tell his girls, got to get set before you take that shot. So Paige Thorell comes out. Brooke Thorell comes in. And Loomis tries again. But, again, they haven't scored in the third quarter. And I don't write down misses, but they have not had very many shots. And they're not going to get one here either because it's stolen away. And it's going the wrong way for the Bulldogs right now. They were at least getting some shots away in the first half, but that's not the case here. As Collin fires the three, it is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes out to Kelly Bauer. She turns the head up the floor, runs right into a wolf, and turns it over with the travel. A dozen turnovers here so far in quarter number three. And Coach Jim Rayburn going to go to his bench. Riley Hahn will get into the game, and Rodenbaugh will check out. And Loomis will have the basketball. Get it in to Hahn. Now back over to Bergman. Fires up the three. It is no good. And the ball out of bounds one more time. We've had a ton of inbounds plays here in the contest. And Loomis will throw it in. Again, just about every horn a substitution. on ESPN Radio. Kearney High Basketball, give me an update here in just a moment. Right now, the Loomis Wolves get it into the left-hand corner. The jumper by Bergman, no good, but the ball slapped out of bounds off of Pleasanton. The Lincoln Southwest girls defeat Kearney tonight by a score of 55-43. Lincoln Southwest over Kearney High. The boys' game is next, 7:15, well, in just a little bit later than that, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it's 45-17, the Loomis girls with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brooke Thorell drives in, kicks it back outside to Janessa Bergman. Bergman against what is a man-to-man look like here. Punched away, got it back. Then Dowell gets up on her and commits the foul. Third on Courtney Dowell. And the second here of the half. So Loomis will throw it in again. Janessa Bergman. Hands it off to April Collin. Collin lobs it into the corner. Bergman wide open, and they say she walks. She wasn't going to take the three. She was so open. She headed down the baseline and forgot to dribble the basketball. Just the second turnover of the quarter on Loomis. As the Bulldogs will get the ball in to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens gets some pressure in the backcourt, draws the double team. Her pass deflected out of bounds. And the Bulldogs will throw it in. You have to wonder when Loomis will take that three-quarter court press off. Up 28 here in the third quarter. Bulldogs will get it in to Kristen Tolles. Back out to Ahrens. Ahrens gets it into the corner. Now Nichols finally gets a shot away, but the three-pointer is no good. And the rebound comes down to Tori Maskey. I've got her for 11 in the game. Up the floor comes Bergman into the right-hand corner. Another foul on the shot on the Bulldogs. Courtney Dowell with her fourth. And Courtney might not be around for her final home game in the fourth quarter. That's her fourth foul. So Kelly Bauer gets set to check in. You're also going to see Tara Maskey come in for Loomis. But first, a free throw by April Collin, which is up and no good. So far in the game, Loomis is 10 of 21 from the free throw line. Second free throw now for Collin. On the way, and that one's good. So Collin gets one of two. She has just the 2 points here in the ball game. 46-17, Loomis with a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Nichols into the front court, gets it to Tolles, swings it over to Zwiener, didn't take the shot. Back up to Ahrens. And up to midcourt, now they'll go to Bauer. Playing more between the top of the arc and half court than inside as Nichols tries to drive and gets tripped up. Three Loomis players trying to get in her way. And the foul will be on number 20, Brooke Thorell. Her first, sixth team foul, so Pleasanton will take it out on the baseline. Zwiener to throw it in. Mariah goes all the way out top to Ahrens. And a reach-in foul on Loomis. And you could tell by the way the official blew the whistle there, he is disgusted with all the reaching that's going on right here. As he took a little extra time as if to nod the head and said, are you kidding me? I mean, the ball wasn't even inbounded, and there was a reach-in foul. And so at the line, to shoot the one-and-one will be Mickey Ahrens. The free throw no good, and Pleasanton remains scoreless in the third quarter. Then we get a jump ball on the rebound, and that'll be tied up between Tara Maskey and Kristen Tolles. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton, so they'll get it with 52 seconds to go here. Inbound to Ahrens, into the corner. There's Bauer. Nice move to the baseline. Puts the runner up and in. Kelly Bauer knocks it down to finally get Pleasanton on the board here in the second half. Stopper is in for Loomis. Also, Madison Walton has checked in. Thorell at the top of the key. Gets open. Takes the 10-footer. Too strong that time for Brooke. Ball still loose and ripped away by Thorell, who gets it underneath to Hahn, who scores. So give the assist to Brooke Thorell, and Riley Hahn has her second bucket, making it 48-19. Pleasanton high post, now off to Zwiener to Bauer. Kelly for the three, it's off the front of the iron, no good. And another foul with 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the foul will be called on Tara Maskey, her first. And another one and one coming up. Taylor Nichols, who has the ability to put some points on the board, has not got a chance to score yet tonight. Here comes Christy Freed into the ball game. And Nichols now to shoot the 1-1. Taylor looking for her first point. It's on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Tolles puts it up. It's no good. Defensive rebound by Freed. 5 seconds to go. Stauffer trying to get up the floor to get a shot away. Bauer with the good defense. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Loomis 48, Pleasanton 19. We're back for fourth quarter action in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Leather to Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And we are ready to go to the fourth quarter of play in the final regular season game for these two contests, two schools, 48-19 Loomis. And they get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Working around the left corner to Maskey. Back out top. Three-pointer on the way by Bartriff. They are not shooting the three very well. Rebound brought down. Put back up by Maskey. Can't get it the first time. Tries it a second time. It's still loose. It goes all the way into the front court, and Nichols never can control it. They call her for a walk. Well, there was a story today in the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Turtle Star. It was kind of a statewide story about these Baden basketballs. I got to wonder if that's a bad basketball out there. Some of them are lopsided. Schools are sending back numerous basketballs to the factory for refunds and different basketballs. And I know we don't have two 18-0 teams here, but boy. Sometimes it looks a little too obvious as the shot is up, no good by Rademacher. Maskey will get the rebound, back up and in. Tori Maskey, I got her for 11 points and 13 rebounds in the basketball game. All of the final stats on our Misco Sports postgame show as the steal is made here by Bartruff. That's the 29th turnover for Pleasanton. They had 12 last quarter. 50-19 Loomis. But Loomis hasn't, for all those turnovers, has cashed in a whole bunch of them. Here's a bounce pass into Rodenbaugh that's deflected away. And the steal is made by Pleasanton. That's the ninth Loomis turnover. Boys game will follow. Tomorrow, Heartland Hoops Classic and D3 District Wrestling coverage. Tolles to Bauer. Bauer fires the three. Comes up short. And the rebound is grabbed there by Mallory Pates. Back out to Aarons. High post to Tolles. Rodenbaugh on her. Swings it back out. Now they'll find Nichols. Nichols attacks in the lane. Puts the runner up. No good. Ball slapped out. And it's grabbed by Bartruff. Bartruff trying to race up the floor. Two players in front of her. And she'll get fouled. Blocking foul on Pleasanton. Going to go on Kelly Bauer. That's her first of the game. That'll be the fourth team foul. Zwiener is in for Pleasanton. And checking out will be Pates. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in is Tori Maskey. Maskey swings it out of the left wing to Sydney Bartruff. Back to Maskey. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound is thrown back up there by Rademacher. No good. And it's grabbed by Zwiener. Long outlet pass to Aaron. So she thought about going down the floor to Nichols, but then changed her mind. Loomis still staying strong with their defensive presence here. Bulldogs give it off to Taylor Nichols and trying to force it inside, deflect it away. Bodies on the floor, ball out of bounds, and it'll belong to Loomis. And Pleasanton is going to call a timeout. They will have one remaining. 5:55 to go into basketball game, 50-19. Loomis with the lead. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earn that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you as we bring you the final 6 minutes here and change of our girls' contest. And with it is going to be Thorell. Thorell puts it up, partially blocked by Zwiener. Her third gets into Hahn's hands. And again, Mickey Ahrens is going to come out of there with a basketball. Swings it over on the right side to Bauer. Into the front court they go to Tolles. Tolles in traffic, and they're going to call a foul here. I guess they'll call this one on Riley Hahn. Her first and the ninth team foul in the ball game. And at the line to shoot the free throws will be Tolles. Kristen has not scored in the basketball game. She'll get two free throws here. Pleasanton's 4 of 9 at the line, and Loomis is 11 of 22 in the basketball game. And the first free throw on the way, and it is good. Just the third point of the half here for Pleasanton. It is 50 to 20. And the second free throw on its way. Tolles takes a little time, puts it up and in. So Tolles hits them both and makes it 50 to 21. Up the floor with it will be April Collin. Collin swings it over on the right side, tries to find Bergman. She's trapped. Bergman will come over and take the basketball. Back up top they go with the left-handed dribble. Gets it underneath to Thorell. Missed the short jumper. The ball is slapped out and grabbed by Kristen Tolles. So here comes Pleasanton to the other end. Bulldogs down 50 to 21 after the two free throws. Now Zwiener out top tries the three. It's no good. Out of there with the basketball, Courtney Palmer. Loomis is 1 of 10 from three-point land, and Pleasanton is 1 of 11. They made their first one, and that's been it. Here comes Bergman, got shoved on the shot. They let it go. Bauer grabs it, and as she heads up the floor, they will call her for the travel. Back in, Courtney Dowell. Don't forget, at the end of the game, Misco Sports Game Show will run down the final stats for you here on Classic Hits. And then on to the boys' game. As Loomis gets ready to inbound a basketball. On the left wing, driving April Collin. The ball goes off her foot, but over to Hahn. So she'll get another chance. Down on the baseline, trying to make some room is Brooke Thorell. Nothing there. Kicks it out of the wing. And a timeout called here by Loomis because they weren't getting anywhere. So with 4:33 to go in a basketball game, timeout by the Wolves. They're on cruise control, leading here at Pleasanton 50 to 21.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
As we come out of the timeout, Loomis misses a shot and then is called over the back here on Brooke Thorell. Her second foul, and that will send to the line Mallory Pates, who scored a bucket back in the first quarter. But since it's the 10th team foul, two free throws, doesn't matter. The first one's good anyway. And that'll make it 50-22. Loomis on top. They'll end up 13-4 in the regular season. Pleasanton 2-16. Second free throw is good. So Mallory Pates hits them both. 50-23 is your score. Pleasanton tries to put a little pressure on Loomis here in the backcourt. Collin just dribbles up back and forth until she finds a seam, then explodes through it to Hahn. Left elbow, tries to get it down low. Pates knocks it away, but can she save it? Yeah, she got it over to Ahrens. Good job there by Mallory Pates. And Ahrens up the floor, gives it to Dowell. Throws it right back to Pates at her feet. And she does save it, but she's trapped in the left-hand corner deep and finally gets out of there. Now dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. So Loomis, after all that, finally does create the turnover. Again, earlier tonight, Kearney High girls defeated by Lincoln Southwest. Southwest wins at 55-43. The boys just getting underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Dowell makes the steal, gives it off to Pates in traffic, lays it up ahead. That's a couple times tonight that they have been able to run a little transition and in traffic make a nice pass. 50-25, Loomis. Collin to the other end, and as she explodes towards the hoop, runs right into Pates, it looks like, and that'll be the third on Mallory. And two free throws coming up here for April Collin, who is 2 of 6 at the line, and just those 2 points. First free throw is on the way, and it runs off the right rim, no good. Back into the ball game, Alyssa Stubbs. I believe everybody on both rosters has already been in the game. Might be a couple girls that haven't got in yet for Pleasanton here. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Offensive rebound, Hahn got in there, but her pushback is too hard, too strong, and Dowell brings the ball off the floor here for Pleasanton. Fast pass on the right wing, gives it off to Stubbs. Stubbs inside to Pates, nowhere to go. Loomis too tall, kicks it out for a three. Dowell, and it's good. Finally, one goes in. Courtney Dowell hit one in the first quarter, and that's the first three since. 2 of 12 from outside, 6 points now for Dowell, 50-28. On the baseline, Brooke Thorell kicks it back out on the wing. Jumper by Palmer, partially blocked, and it ends up in Hahn's hands, and Riley will put it up and in. 6 points for Riley Hahn. Off the bench here, and limited playing time for the Wolves, 52-28, 2:45 to go in the game. Stubbs with it on the left side of the key, high post sweener down to the baseline. There's an open jumper, Pates missed it. Rebound to Brooke Thorell. There's going to be well over 40 rebounds. They may approach 50 rebounds tonight for Loomis. Brooke Thorell with it. Back out to Collin. Gives it off to Bergman. Janessa holds the ball. Slow dribble to the right side here. Gets a little matchup. Dribbles to the corner. Down the baseline. Stepped out of bounds. But they say that's because she was bumped out there by Pleasanton. So even more free throws coming up. The foul will be called on Alyssa Stubbs. That'll be her second, but it's only the sixth team foul. In now for Pleasanton, Kara Dowell and Kristen Tolles. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop, and they'll throw it in. Bergman gets into the right-hand corner. Here's the jumper by Palmer, and Courtney hits it. About a 13-footer on the right wing to make it 54-28. Palmer's first bucket of the basketball game as the Bulldogs get it in the front court with Kara Dowell. Gives it off to Ahrens. Collin tries to make the steal, can't quite get it. In the paint, they get it to Tolles. Tolles loses the handle, and a travel called on Pleasanton. 2 minutes to go. Loomis basketball, 54-28, as they'll get it in to Palmer. Palmer brings it up the right side, met there by Kara Dowell. Now drives fire into the right-hand corner, stops and kicks it out on the wing. Driving the baseline, Bergman lost the handle, and another foul. Looks like this is on Loomis's Bergman trying to get the ball back. And for Janessa, her first. But we walk to the other end and shoot two more with 1:48 to go. And at the line will be Mickey Ahrens. She had 8 points in the first half. She's a perfect 4 of 4 at the line. That was way back in the second quarter. Free throw here is up and in. So Ahrens hits it. 54-29. Back in is Tara Maskey for Loomis. Hahn will check out with 1:48 remaining. And a second free throw good by Aaron. So Mickey now is 6 of 7 at the line, has 10 points to lead the way for Pleasanton. 54-30, Loomis with a minute 40 to go here. Pleasanton has actually put up 11 points here in the fourth quarter compared to just 6 for the Wolves. But we have more fouls being called. This one will go on Alyssa Stubbs, her third, and that will put Loomis in the bonus. Checking in, Nicole Freed for Loomis. For Pleasanton, here comes Hannah Wick and Breanne Zimmer into the basketball game. Loomis will bring in Madison Walton. Looks like she's going to wait to come in for the shooter or not. No, she's checking in now. So after all that, we're finally ready to shoot some free throws here with April Collin, who she's been at the line a ton of times. This is her fifth trip to the line. See if she can cash a couple more in here. Free throw is on the way, and that's good. Third point for Collin, and she'll get one more. 55-30, Loomis, they've led the whole way. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So she'll hit them both, make it 56-30. Elise Stauffer comes back in for Loomis. So Stauffer's out there with Tara Maskey. Also on the floor, you have got Madison Walton. Try and pick out the other two. Courtney Palmer is still in there. And Nicole Freed, or Christy Freed. Pleasanton basketball. It's Hannah Wick to the baseline. Zimmer tries to get it inside. Ball deflected out of bounds. So a lot of the girls that saw action in the JV game see an action here as the Bulldogs will have Alyssa Stubbs throw it in. Stubbs dumps it into the corner. Pleasanton doesn't look to shoot. Wick up top. They'll go to Kara Dowell. Swings it left side. Stubbs wants to shoot. Drives, and as she puts it up, they're going to call a foul. And the foul will be on Tara Maskey. Two more free throws here for Stubbs. Alyssa has not scored in the basketball game. Chance to change that right here. With a minute 12 to go, the free throw is on the way, and it is too strong. Second free throw now is up, and Stubbs setting on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Maskey. Tear on the outlet to Palmer, and Palmer dribbles it off the foot of the Pleasanton defender, so they'll throw it in again. Loomis, inbounds pass here to Tara Maskey. Across the timeline she comes, so some of the gals that don't normally get their name in the scorebook going to try and get some buckets here. A minute left in our basketball game, 56-30 Loomis. And after the early exit in the conference tournament, they've come out with two wins to get them into the postseason. Into Maskey. Tara, bounce pass into the paint to Freed. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim won't go. Loose ball is grabbed by Kristen Tolles, and she'll give it off to Kara Dowell. Dowell into the front court, right side, swings it over to the left wing to Wick. Wick's going to try the long jumper off the iron, no good. Freed comes in, gets her second rebound. Outlet pass to Palmer on the right side. Dribbles it into the corner to Walton. Walton gives the ball back out top to Maskey. Knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Misco Sports postgame show coming your way next. Again, thanks to the many sponsors. The boys' game will follow. Should be underway by 8 o'clock, so keep it here for that. Walton throws it in for Loomis. Ball fake. Now tries to lob it up high. Good pass to Maskey. Gets it down to Freed. Turnaround jumper. That time it won't go. Rebound brought down by Tolles. Outlet pass. Gets it to Dowell. Pulls up the free throw line and shoots it and scores. Kara Dowell knocks it down. 20 seconds remaining. Loomis brings it into the front court with Elise Stauffer. Stauffer gives it off to Walton. Enough time for one more shot. 10 seconds. Hands it off to Maskey. 5 seconds to Walton. Walton off the screen. It's punched out of bounds with 3 seconds to go. She heard them yelling how much time was left and then just put her head down and went. See if Loomis can even get a shot off here. 3 seconds to go. Walton will throw it in, and it's going to be knocked away, and this basketball game is over. The final score, the Loomis Lady Wolves, 56, and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, 32. We'll be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to high school basketball, where we get ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports still there to serve you, even though they've closed the retail store in Kearney. They're not out of business by any means, folks. They're going to get after it bigger and better than ever, taking care of their schools, clubs, organizations. If you need something from Misco's, contact their main office at 728-5261. They're still going to take care of your uniform needs, your helmet needs for the schools, anything you've had in the past is going to be bigger and better at Misco Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of our basketball game. First off, for Pleasanton, it will be Kelly Bauer in her final home game, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and Courtney Dow in her final home game, 6 points and 5 rebounds. Kara Dow had 2 points. Mallory Paint, 6 points and 4 rebounds. The leading scorer tonight was Mickey Ahrens with 10 points, 4 rebounds. Alyssa Stubbs, 3 rebounds. Kristen Tolles, 2 points, 6 rebounds. And Mariah Zwiener, 2 points and a team-high, 7 rebounds. She also had 3 blocked shots. 11 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half and 6 of 10 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, that was a problem, as it's been all year for Pleasanton. Had 16 in the first half and 17 in the second half. Pleasanton had 17 points at halftime. They were nearly shut out in the third quarter, scored in the last minute. They ended up with 15 points in the second half, and Pleasanton finishes with 32 points, 31 rebounds, 10 of 17 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 33 turnovers. Pleasanton falls to 2-16, and they will be playing Bertrand Monday night in Kearney Catholic's gymnasium in the first round of the sub-districts. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Loomis right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Continuing on with the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the victorious Loomis Lady Wolves, where everybody got in the game and got involved. 9 of them ended up scoring. 2 points, 2 rebounds for Courtney Palmer. Paige Rademacher, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Tori Maskey, 11 points, game-high 13 rebounds. Brooke Thorell, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Sydney Bartrup, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Tara Maskey, 3 rebounds. Paige Thorell, 11 points, 9 rebounds. April Collin, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Elise Stoffer had a rebound. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Riley Hahn had 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Christy Freed had 2 rebounds in the basketball game. 28 rebounds in the first half for Loomis, 23 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 9 of 18 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, and 5 in the second half. We'll talk with Coach Jim Rayburn at halftime of the boys' game. But I'm sure with all these rebounds, and turnovers. He would have hoped that they could have put a few more points on the board, and we'll get his thoughts on that and how his team is playing heading in to the sub-districts. 38 points in the first half, 18 in the second half. Loomis finishes with 56 points, 51 rebounds, 13 out of 24 at the free throw line. Out of 26, 13 out of 26 at the free throw line. 1 of 10 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 11 turnovers. Loomis is now 13-4 on the season with a 56-32 victory over Pleasanton. They'll play the winner of the Pleasanton-Bertrand game Tuesday night at 6 at Kearney Catholic in the sub-district semifinal. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, thanking you for your business over the past 40 years, looking to serve you again over the next 40 with the same great and even better service in the future. Misco Sports. Our boys game will tip off in 20 minutes at 8 o'clock, so join us then. Until then, for our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. On ESPN, you can catch Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest. Southwest won the girls' game 55-43. The boys' game is underway. This is Doug Duda saying once again the final in our girls' game, Loomis 56, Pleasanton 32.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life.